Yemeni Nobel Peace Laureate says the prize is a victory for the ongoing revolution in her country. Tawakkul Karman won the prize along with the Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and compatriot peace warrior Lema Wawi. All three are recognized for their efforts to defend women's rights. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed government forces have attacked anti-regime protesters once again. Several people were injured in the town of Diraz. The protesters were mourning the killing of Ahmed Al-Kattan, a teenage boy who was shot dead by regime forces on Thursday. Thousands of people chanted anti-regime slogans at his funeral. Thousands have rallied in the Jordanian capital Amman to protest what they call corruption in all its forms. The protesters say they want speedy reforms. They're angry with the recent constitutional amendments, which they say is insufficient. Similar protests have been held over the past weeks. Fitch has cut Italy and Spain's sovereign credit ratings, warning that their economic outlooks remain negative. The ratings agency says Italy's downgrading reflects the intensification of the Eurozone crisis. Italy's financial difficulties have forced the government to undertake drastic austerity measures. In the U.S., people have marched on the White House demanding an end to Washington's war in Afghanistan. They chanted slogans against the wars that they say have degraded the U.S. economy over the past decade. This as the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan enters the 11th year. Iran has slammed the U.S. police's crackdown on peaceful protests against Washington's economic policies. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast says the American protesters are worried about poor decision-making in the U.S. financial system. He's urged the U.S. authorities to respond to public demands. The Greek and German governments have signed an agreement aimed at boosting investment in Greece. The accord is said to be part of a strategy to help Athens deal with its economic crisis. Greece is struggling to meet austerity targets set as a condition for continuing to receive bailout money. At least two people have died and five are missing after heavy rains triggered a mudslide in northwestern Colombia. Five houses built along a highway near the city of Buenaventura were destroyed. Rescue workers say they are still searching for a man and his four children.